Stay tuned now for the road trip of the month, brought to you next by Dr. James Williams and by Whitaker Floor Coverings. Dr. James Williams and his family are pleased to sponsor the monthly road trip on WKDK as a gift to all the residents of Newberry County, with a special thank you to historian Ernie Sheely and to Sue Summer for helping keep our history alive. Say, do you have hardwood floors that need repair or refinishing? Perhaps you're doing some new construction or renovation and you want to install hardwood floors. In either case, the only name you need to know is Whitaker. Whitaker Floor Coverings of Newberry has been repairing, refinishing, and installing hardwood floors since 1947. They are the experts. So stop in today at 2625 Winsboro Road or give us a call at 276-2884. Whitaker Floor since 1947.
We would like to say again thank you to Ernie Sheely for always making sure that we have a fun road trip every month. Ernie, how long have we been doing this now?
Well, in February, it will be 18 years.
18 years? Oh, my goodness. We're going to graduate from high school soon.
Yes.
We would like to welcome to our studios Ernie Sheely, who is a Newberry's folklorist, Newberry's historian, Newberry's Lutheran bell ringer, vocalist, and you're also... you dressed up and did your thing with the corsets and cravats. Is that right?
Yes.
And also all around nice guy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Very much. And museum curator. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of that job right now to be with us, because I think that has you pretty busy right now.
It does. I was expecting yesterday to be a fairly slow day. I took my computer into the office so that I could work on the road trip. And do you know what time I turned on my computer to start the road trip?
Maybe 4 o'clock.
4:15.
4:15. Yes. Do I get a prize?
Yes. I'll raise my cup of coffee.
Well, I want you to tell folks, we are going to be going to some railroads. We're going to be crossing some tracks today. But we always start...
on the square in historic downtown Newberry.
Now, you said we're going to be going to the eastern edge of the county and back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling attention to what Jimmy was just talking about. We've had a little bit of rain lately.
Yes,
we've been
yes.
a little moist.
Now, this is not... common for August. Usually on an August road trip, we talk about how brown everything is, but it's still green out there, so it's a beautiful time to get out and see summer foliage while it's still green.
And wildflowers are still blooming,
yes.
things
mm-hmm.
that you don't normally see mm-hmm. still blooming
yeah.
this
and
time of
year. And there are pollinators
year.
Out there that are normally not blooming this time of year either.
Well, you see a lot of butterflies and,
yes.
and that kind of thing. All right, now from the square, where are we going to head?
We're just going to head west on Main Street. And as the moment you start heading west on Main, you can see up to the top of the hill mm-hmm. where the railroad tracks crossed. And the old depot was up in that near that intersection. At the point of Newberry, we have the Columbia and Greenville Railroad coming through, which was 1851. And it's running exactly parallel to the Columbia, Newberry, and Lawrence, which came through in 1891. Now, both of those are under different railroads now, but consistently in this trip, I'll be referring to them as Columbia and Greenville and CN and L.
All right. Now, the tracks went right by the mill. The mill was
yes, the,
built next to the tracks
yes.
to bring in the...
If we hadn't had the railroad there, we would not have had the mill.
Okay. That was to bring in cotton from...
When Newberry Cotton Mills was established, most mills in the country ran on running water.
Mm-hmm.
And Newberry does not have, well, except for Saturday night, we don't have the volume of running water to produce a good mill. If it hadn't been for the advent of steam power and electric power, and that combined with the railroad, we wouldn't have had a mill in downtown Newberry, much less three.
And there used to be a pond right across
yes.
from the mill, over on the right side, as you're coming up. And that was where they got the water to
run the steam.
To run the steam.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
I was a child, there were ducks there, and we'd go over and feed the ducks. And
I remember those.
Yes, did. At that point, the machinery was electric, but we still had that memory of how it started. Mm-hmm. All right, now.
So we're going to turn on to Nance Street and go down Nance a ways and turn on to Klein. And when you cross the railroad tracks at Klein, the two railroads are still right next to each other. But if you look to the right, sort of behind the Newberry Elementary and Old High School, Old Middle School, depending on your generation, you can see the road, the tracks splitting. But they didn't originally split there. I just want to point that out. We'll come back to that later.
Okay.
So that'll take us over to Vincent Street. We're going to follow Vincent Street out into Helena. Helena was the first depot west of Newberry along the Columbia and Greenville line.
Okay.
And in 1854, another railroad split off from it at Helena, and that was the Laurens Railroad. But the Columbia, Newberry, and Laurens later paralleled that track.
Okay, now how were these built? Was this the state of South Carolina? Was this individual investors,
investors supporting at the time of the Columbia and Greenville? It was the South Carolina Railroad, and it later became Columbia and Greenville, and then there was another set of investors for the Columbia, Newberry, and Laurens later on. Essentially, the board of directors would sell subscriptions.
Like stock.
Mm-hmm.
And were Newberry people among those investors?
We were very supportive of the railroad. Even before the Columbia and Greenville arrived in Newberry, Newberry County had raised more stock interest than most counties along the route, the exceptions, of course, being Charleston and Richland, essentially Charleston and Columbia.
And that was one of the reasons that we grew.
Yes.
That we made as much progress as we did during that time frame. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So, a lot of foresighted forefathers.
Helena, by the way, was named for Helen O'Neill, and that was John Belton O'Neill's wife. And John Belton O'Neill at the time was president of the railroad.
Is this Annals of Newberry?
Yes.
All right. He also preserved a lot of Newberry history there.
Now, Helena also had a roundhouse and the shops for the Columbia and Greenville Railroad. So, like Thomas the Train Engine, you could drive into the roundhouse and it would switch your...
They turned it around.
Yes. They were up in that vicinity of Helena. If you turn on Branchapel Road and then back onto Bush River Road, you'll pass through where the roundhouse was.
And who was this an employment opportunity for a lot of local people with working on the railroad?
It was, and it also brought a lot of people in up the railroad tracks. Some later prominent families in Newberry got their start working for the railroad in Helena.
I was also looking at 1891 for the Columbia, Newberry, and Laurens Railroad.
By then, the shops had been dismantled. But they still considered that the railroad hub.
That's really a neat thing, that Newberry was a leader
yes.
in the development of railroads in South Carolina.
So we're going to go down Kendall Road and turn on to Fair Avenue so we can get up by Oakland Mill. And when the mill was built in 1910, they actually rerouted the railroad to go to it. So that's why the railroad splits behind the old Newberry High School now, or Newberry Elementary, instead of at Helena. So that's a relatively new set of tracks.
Well, they had to bring in the cotton.
Yes.
They had to.
Now, from the end of Fair Avenue, we're going to cross College into Rosemont. And just a couple of rows back from the gazebo is the family plot for John Belton O'Neill. And so he and Helen are buried there.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, if Helen was buried
there. The family plot was originally in the village cemetery, but after the formation of Rosemont, the entire plot was moved back to...
Are these some of the folks that were moved under cover of night to avoid the taxes?
I suspect it.
Now, we're going to turn right on College Street and then right again on Smith.
Then we're going to turn on to Glen Street and work our way back through downtown. Glen Street, of course, leads toward Malahan. And right as you're getting into Malahan, you cross the tracks again. And
Glen Street Extension.
And then we're just going to keep going on to Glen Street Extension. And before we turn off the road, up ahead from the intersection of Boyd Crossing Road is Ebenezer Methodist Church. Had to bring in a couple of Methodist churches because we're going to pass a lot of Lutherans today.
Later on. By the way, those tracks over by Malahan, when the union was forbidden over in Malahan, the workers would say they were having a fish fry right down there by the tracks, and that's where they held the union meetings, by the way. A little bit of hidden history there.
Okay. Add it to my stock.
Corner of Boyd Crossing Road is Ebenezer Methodist.
Yes, and founded in 1814. The present church was begun around 1880 and has been remodeled and added on to several times.
Okay.
We're going to turn on Boyd Crossing Road and then right on 76, and then we're going to turn right on Colony Church Road to cross the railroad tracks again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while we're at this intersection, of course, is Colony Lutheran Church. Colony was established in 1845, and it is pretty near close to halfway between the older congregations of St. Paul's and St. Luke's.
Is this one of the children of St. John's?
Yes.
It seems to be in that mm-hmm. neck of the woods, as we would say. Okay.
Maybe the grandchildren.
Grandchildren, okay.
So we'll follow that through to St. Luke's Church Road. And, of course, as we're making our veer onto Fire Tower Road, we can see the Dunker Cemetery. It doesn't have anything to do with the railroad, but it's just nice to point out.
Now, Clara Brown Road.
Yes. That's going to take us toward Prosperity. And we'll pass by the Mosley House, a big 1880 house with the double porches across the front, beautiful gingerbread.
And now we are about to hit more
railroad
tracks.
Now, by the time you get to Prosperity, the tracks between the Columbia and Greenville and the distance between the Columbia Greenville and the Columbia Newberry and Lawrence are a little bit farther apart. So we're going to cross one set first. As we're coming into town, that's the Columbia, Newberry, and Lawrence. And then we're going to head on to Main Street and Prosperity and turn right.
Well, where we're going will be a mystery until after we hear from our sponsors.
Stressing about doggy accidents on your carpet is a thing of the past with LifeGuard waterproof backing from Shaw Floors. This patented LifeGuard backing system repels spills so they don't soak through to create odor-causing stains that are hard to remove. If you have pets and kids, be confident your home is clean and fresh with LifeGuard carpets from Shaw Floors. Whitaker Floor Coverings, 2625 Winsboro Road, Newberry, 276-2884. Quality service and expert installation since 1947. Dr. James Williams and his family are pleased to sponsor the monthly road trip on WKDK as a gift to all the residents of Newberry County, with a special thank you to historian Ernie Sheely and to Sue Summer for helping keep our history alive.
Here we are back with Ernie Sheely, who is our road trip navigator.
Yes.
And also museum curator, and tell folks where they can get a copy of the road trip.
Well, they're available here at the radio station, at the Opera House, at the library, and online at WKDK.com.
And tell folks when they'll be able to see the museum.
When we're finished.
You're looking hopefully toward October, is that?
We're going to be pushing it. So we may have a dedication for the building before we actually have our grand opening.
All right. But
keep following us on Facebook, following us on the radio website. We'll let everybody know as soon as we know.
As soon as we know. All right. And if anyone has a gift they would like to make to the museum, give them your phone number.
803-924-0282.
Now, we are about to come upon the very first public school in the county, which I did not know. I learned something every time you come, Ernie. Tell me about that.
The road trip itself, if you get a printed copy, has a typo here because I had to take some of the paragraph out to get it to fit. But if you go to the online version at WKDK.com, it has the whole paragraph in
here. Right.
But founded in the 1860s, Crossin Field School is right there when you cross the railroad tracks coming into town, sort of in front of Town Hall.
All right. Now, prosperity was not always prosperity.
No. When the railroad came through in 1851, it was frog level.
Which is, frankly, a much more colorful name.
Yes, it's definitely more colorful. the name Prosperity came about in 1873. Now, it seems that the post office at Prosperity, or Frog Level, was known by three different names all during that period from the founding of the town to the 1873 switch to Prosperity, and it didn't matter what the town's name was as to the name of the post office. So even if the town was Frog Level, sometimes the post office was called Stony Hill.
Okay.
And Prosperity takes its name, of course, from Prosperity ARP, which was an old congregation in that neck of the woods.
See, I thought that when the railroad came through, the founding fathers decided that they wanted to call the town Prosperity because the railroad was going to bring them prosperity. Mm-hmm. Is that not
true? Yes, but it's nice that there was already prosperity in the region.
Ah, okay. Now, we're going to turn on Highway 76.
Yeah, and we're going to head down the road toward Little Mountain. Now, right about the time you pass Georgia Pacific, there's an overpass that goes over the railroad tracks, and they're a little bit farther apart at this point, but you'll first cross the Columbia and Greenville tracks, which are heading off toward Pomeria in one direction, and then the next set that crosses is the old line for Columbia, Newberry, and Lawrence.
Okay, now Pomeria was already a town before the railroad came through.
Yes, it just wasn't Pomeria.
Well, it was a plantation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it had a post office.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that a little later.
Okay, but I was going to say, you got Welcome to Little Mountain. Was Little Mountain a town?
No.
Prior to the railroad?
No, it was a settled area, it was established as a depot on the on the Columbia, Newberry, and Lawrence in 1891.
And then it was established as a Newberry College reunion point.
Yes, okay. Yes. So the actually, when Little Mountain was established as a depot, the mountain itself was
the Monadnock.
The Monadnock was in Lexington County.
Oh.
But the town has always been in Newberry County.
Well, see, we keep fighting over that territory, don't we?
Disputed boundaries.
Yes. Okay.
Well, we're going to turn left onto Pomeria Street, and right there at the intersection of Pomeria and Church Street is Holy Trinity Lutheran Church.
I just cede you the entire Dutch Fork, okay?
Yes.
Just go ahead.
That's okay. We've still got a Methodist church pass.
Now, we're going to go right on Highway 176.
Yeah. And then we're going to turn on to Capers Chapel Road.
Methodist Church.
Capers Chapel Methodist Church. It's right. It literally sits right on the boundary of Newberry and Richland counties.
We'll take it.
But we're taking it. And if you remember from previous road trips, Capers was founded in 1885, and it has a very unusual tombstone in the backyard, in the churchyard.
All right, tell
us. It's extremely tall, and it has this monstrous story written out on it in verse. And it's the love story between Tancho Karev, an immigrant moving west, and Florida Kelly, who lived in the Chapin area. And for more information about this love story and how nature seemed to be working against them, see the tombstone. If we recited it, we'd go over by about 15 minutes.
But it's a love story.
It's a love story.
It's a love story. Take a picnic.
It's parts of it are requited, but parts of it are unrequited.
And it involves Montana.
Yes. Montana, Wisconsin, and South Carolina.
All right, from Capers Chapel Road.
I'm going to turn back onto 176, heading back into Newberry County, and then we're going to turn on to Mayor Road, working our way toward Peak.
And I'm going to ask you the same question. Was Peak a town before the railroad?
No.
It was not.
It was
so
not.
This is two towns
two,
that
two
we know in Newberry,
mm-hmm.
established by the railroads, essentially.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, essentially three so far. Four, if you count Helena. So Helena.
True. Okay.
Helena, Little Mountain, Prosperity, Peak.
We are populated
yes.
by railroads.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Peak is named for a superintendent of the railroad, so it has nothing to do with it being on a precipice overlooking the river.
See, I had always assumed that it was named for geography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was named for a person.
All right.
And we're going to pass by Mount Hermon Lutheran Church, which is the church in downtown Peak. And when we turn on Mulberry Street right after the church, if you look off to the right, you can see the railroad trestle still crossing Broad River.
And see, that railroad trestle is famous more for the good doctor
yes.
having
mm-hmm.
a car on both
yes.
sides than anything mm-hmm. else.
Today it's part of the Palmetto Trail, which loops its way following the track of the Columbia and Greenville.
All right. Now.
So we're going to turn on to River Street, work our way back up to Broad River Road. Cross Broad River Road, and then turn on to Peak Road, which is still a couple of miles outside of Peak. I've never quite understood why the road from Pomeria to Peak doesn't actually go to Peak. But when we turn on to Peak Road, down the road on the right is an old summer store. The store is still there, no longer says summer, but it's nice to see these old country stores still standing.
If only the walls could talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Then we're going to turn on to Hope Station Road, and we'll pass right by Hope Rosenwald School.
Am I imagining, does this have some Revolutionary War history? Am I Hope?
You're thinking Hayes Station.
Hayes Station. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Filed
memory
the
going.
Same letter.
Memory going. Okay. The Rosenwald School, Old Hope School. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Renovated as a
community center.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we'll cross Crims Creek at that point. Now, originally the railroad tracks for the Columbia and Greenville cross there.
All right.
Now it's part of the Palmetto Trail. And just up the road, of course, is St. John's Lutheran. Founded in 1754.
Right, the Mother Lutheran Church.
It's the
Church.
Mother Lutheran Church right. for the entire region. The new church is across the street on the left, but on the right is the old church, the old school, the cemetery, and a memorial for the original site of the original church.
One of my favorite stories from the Annals is he talks about how the young girls would walk
yes.
barefoot mm-hmm. to St. John's carrying their shoes so they wouldn't get their shoes muddy.
Yes.
And then
and
they
then
would
stop at the edge of the churchyard and lean on the fence to
put their
shoes
on to make sure their shoes were clean when they
yes.
went in the church. I love that.
Yes.
All right. The site of the original church marked by a granite monument
yes.
on the other side of the cemetery. Good mm-hmm. cemetery, Ernie?
Good cemetery.
Okay.
It's
only you
some,
and I say stuff
yes.
like that. Now, we have the Summer Huggins House.
Yeah, we're going to turn back on 176, and that was Pomeria Nursery, mm-hmm. Pomeria Plantation, which had the first post office for the community before the depot of Pomeria was established.
Okay, so the plantation was there, but the town was not mm-hmm. until the railroad
yes.
came through.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're going to turn left on Burley Road, and mm-hmm. it's right on the edge of town. We'll cross Crims Creek once again, turn on to Burley Road. About halfway down that road on the left is the Burley Family Cemetery. I always notice it for the granite posts and the ancient and enormous boxwood tree.
Now, then we turn on Coon Trestle Road.
Yes.
Now, these railroad trestles, how were they built, like in 1880s and 1880s?
They were wooden construction.
Wooden construction. Still standing?
Coon Trestle isn't, because there's an interstate that kind of crossed where it did.
Okay.
But there are a few wooden trestles surviving, including one right downtown Newberry.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Originally crossed the Columbia and Greenville as it made its way to Prosperity.
Yes. Now, when we get up to the end of Coon Trestle Road, we're going to turn right on St. Paul's Road and, of course, pass St. Paul's Lutheran Church, which we, you know, just have to round out our Lutheran churches for the day. It's actually the oldest Lutheran congregation in the county because St. John's was in Lexington for about 100 years.
I know. We keep disputing the line there, don't we? Yeah. See, Spring Hill at one point was in Newberry County, and then it got ceded to Lexington. Mm-hmm. We need to get it back, Ernie.
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
I don't know. Start a border war with Richland.
I guess so. All right. We're going to turn left on Jolly Street Road.
Yes. And work our way back to historic downtown Newberry.
Now we didn't get to the other end. There are railroads in Whitmire.
Yes. And hopefully a follow-up road trip to this will take us to finish the line of the Columbia and Greenville, which goes from Jalapa to Silver Street to Old Town and Chapels.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask the same question about those communities. Were there towns before the railroad went there?
There's a question as to whether Old Town had a community around it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's referring to the Saluda Old Town, which was a Saluda tribe community, which seems likely was on the other side of the river. Okay. But we're open for debate on that end.
Okay. And and as far as Chapels kept losing its railroad.
Yes.
Every
mm-hmm.
time there was what you call a freshet or a little bit of flood, mm-hmm. when the snows melted in the mountains, they would get washed away.
Mm-hmm. Chapels had been there as a not an incorporated community, but as a community around a bridge.
Actually, it was a resort community, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was after the railroad.
After the railroad.
Yes.
Again, that surge in tourism. Mm-hmm. Well, we wanted to say thank you to our sponsors again, and thank you again for the road trip. Now available again on WKDK.com and at the library.
And the Opera House, and here at the radio station, and hopefully soon at the Newberry Museum.
And we want to say thanks to our listeners.
Very quickly, before we close, Ernie, give an update on your Facebook Live presentation last week. You going to do that again?
It seems like we're going to do that for a regular basis. We are playing around with times and dates because we're not certain if 8 o'clock at night on one of the busiest days of the month was absolutely the right time. But everybody seemed to have a good time. And I saw a snippet of it and realized that next time I've got to have better posture. The radio has gotten me spoiled, but if people are going to be looking, I better be sitting up straight or my mama's going to come back and haunt me.
And we do want to thank Dr. James Williams and Whitaker Floor Covering for their sponsorship of this program devoted to Newberry County history.
It's been going for almost 18 years.
And
hopefully we'll keep going after that.
Yeah. And thank you, Ernie, for taking us on these wonderful journeys where we celebrate Newberry in the past, because that enlightens Newberry in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Can I quote that?
Of course. Of course.
Yes.
Here in the center of the universe, we believe in sharing.
Yes.
We definitely believe in sharing. And a lot of people don't seem to understand quite the impact that the railroads did have on our county. And so I'm very excited that you took this opportunity to really run that, you know, bring that home.
Mm-hmm.
Because
next month we might do the other side, or I might save it for later.
Very good. Thank you.
Dr. James Williams and his family are pleased to sponsor the monthly road trip on WKDK as a gift to all the residents of Newberry County. with a special thank you to historian Ernie Shealy and to Sue Summer for helping keep our history alive.
Helping with homework, building a fort, an epic dinosaur battle. Your family time is the performance of a lifetime. And at Shaw Floors, we like to think we're the stage for all of life's awesome moments. That's why we work so hard to put a floor beneath your feet that's as innovative, durable, and, well, as awesome as you are.
Stop in at Whitaker Floor Coverings, 2625 Winsboro Road in Newberry, and ask about Shaw Flooring. Since 1947, Whitaker Floor.
Awesome happens at shawfloors.com.
Our road trip of the month brought to you each fourth Thursday of the month on the Coffee Hour by Whitaker Floor Coverings of Newberry and by Dr. James Williams.